my name is Retta Hutta, and I am interviewing Anika Royko and Riley Strand. We were all part of the Scandinavian Celebration Planning Committee for 2025, and we're going to give an overview of how that went. So what category were you guys heading?
We were points of contact for the goods to take home portion of the sale.
Okay. How did it feel to jump into the behind the scenes work, especially you, Riley, as this being your first year? Was it what you expected?
It was pretty much exactly how I expected. A little bit chaotic and a lot of typing things and talking to people, asking people how things are going. Yeah, it was fun to be behind the scenes and see how things are put together.
Good. How about you, Anika? This was year two for you.
Yes. It was a lot more organizing and stuff the second year around. But it's always fun to see how things get done and see everyone's joint efforts come together.
For sure. How did it go this time around compared to your first time being on the planning committee?
This time around, I had a better idea of what was expected of me and what I needed to do to help make the sale a success. I learned a lot about communication, and I'd say it overall went better the second time around.
That's good to hear. What was one thing we did differently this year that helped in that area?
This year we made a bunch of binders for each of the head categories, and that was helpful because then the heads of all the different areas had kind of a starting point of where they needed to focus their efforts. And it was also helpful for me because I had a better idea of what their questions were relating to.
Yeah, it seemed like every role was a little more outlined this year, and everyone had a better idea of what their end goal was and how to get there. What part of the planning process did you enjoy?
I enjoyed our meetings, and I did enjoy the organizational part of it, putting together those binders. Not that I did much of the work, but I love the idea of everything being in one place for people to add to and look at as they come onto the job.
A really fun thing for me about the planning process is I get to visit a lot of people that I don't always visit with at church, and it's fun when you're working together with a common goal in mind and you just get to chatting about this, that, or the other thing.
I would agree. I love getting to know new people, and it's fun to find the gifts in others and see the potential for what they could do with them. What part of the planning process was difficult?
It was a lot to keep track of at first, and it just kind of, like, I had to reorganize different aspects of my life in order to have adequate time to be the assist I needed to be.
Yeah, it takes up a lot of time, especially in those weeks before the sale. Speaking of leading up to the sale, describe how the weeks were prior to November 22nd. For me, they were pretty chaotic in regards to a lot of planning and a lot of late nights at the church, getting stuff set up and talking to people and making sure all the loose ends were tied.
For me, I felt like I learned a lot during that last week before the sale, and especially like being at the church and helping with setup, seeing what everyone was doing. I could kind of see how the pieces were falling together, and overall, it was really enjoyable to be with everybody on that night before the sale and just get excited about the coming day and be ready to take it on.
That's great. How about the day of the sale itself? It's always so fun to be at church and see all the decorations and the festive atmosphere. What was it like for you?
I love seeing members of the community come visit our church, and, you know, sometimes you get to talking with them and they, you know, comment on the program that we put together or the food or just the overall atmosphere of the sale. And they just, I've never heard a negative comment from the members of the community in regards to the atmosphere. And I could feel it too. It was joyous, and, you know, we were all there to enjoy ourselves, and it was lovely.
Yeah, it's always exciting when sale day finally rolls around because you can see how everything has come together and everyone's so excited and happy to be there. The little kids were running around and looking at all the crafts and the goodies that were set out and just the decorations, and it's a fun way to kick off the Christmas season.
What advice would you give to someone who would be interested in joining the planning committee? It's a big role to take on.
Yeah, I mean, as my first year doing this, I would say it is a lot of work from what I could see, and I was learning a lot. And I would let someone who wants to join the committee know that it's all so worth it. Like, it felt like I was more involved with the sale than I've ever been before. And I think there's a lot of good in this committee. Like, we can all work together, and I think you make a lot of new friends, too. And so if you're wanting to join the committee, just jump right in and do it.
Yeah, and I would add to that and say that trust that God will provide the gifts in your committee to make the sale all come together, and that you'll be able to communicate with the people you need to, and that everything will work out.
Yeah. It was amazing to see how God blessed our sale and how God blessed our planning committee. I feel like that was something we always came back to when we would get stressed about a topic or how are we going to figure out this problem. And it was, we always came back to, well, God will provide a way. And he did. It was a great experience to be a part of this planning committee with you guys. And thanks so much for being willing to be interviewed.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.